The Countdown is back at AC. Rockcastle Media Networks presents the Music Week Countdown, a two-hour PPM-friendly solution for AC weekends. The Music Week Countdown features the 10 hottest AC songs of the week, along with plenty of Countdown extras from yesterday, in an energetic, highly produced package. The Music Week Countdown is delivered via FTP download, so you can automate the process. It's available on a market-exclusive, barter basis, either self-contained, or you can keep all the inventory during the Music Week Countdown with Rockcastle Media Networks' exclusive BarterFlex program. Flipping to all Christmas, not a problem. The Music Week Countdown offers a holiday version for affiliates playing the sounds of the season. The Music Week Countdown is hosted by veteran air talent Will Starrett. Now, a sample of the Music Week Countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Number 1.
Music Week.
The Music Week Countdown.
Welcome to the Music Week Countdown. I'm Will Starrett, set to play for you the top 10 songs for the week ending June 24th, 2016. Also, find out who got sacked in the drive-thru. Sean is in the friend zone while Lucas tries to keep it normal. First, let's check the archives for last week's number one. It's Justin Bieber, Love Yourself.
I see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own, cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.
Just a sample there of Biebs and Love Yourself. Will he still be loving number one? We'll find out just ahead.
The Music Week Countdown. First listen.
Ben Rector sold more than 250,000 albums and 2 million single song downloads before getting a record deal of his own. That was helped along by a lot of touring, as you can imagine, including supporting slots for Five for Fighting, Colby Calais, Train, Lifehouse, and The Script, just for starters. At number 12 this week, the title cut to Ben Rector's album, Brand New. Our first listen on the Music Week Countdown.
I feel like new sunglasses, feel brand new.
Ben Rector, Brand New, this week's first listen. At number 10 this week, the first of two chart entries for Adele, who, according to Teen Vogue, has been giving anti-anxiety help to Zayn Malik, formerly with One Direction. She gets terrible stage fright herself. Debuting this week, Send My Love from Adele, number 10 on the Music Week Countdown.
This was all you.
The Music Week Countdown.
Music Week.
Number 9.
Holding steady at number 9, it's Pink, Just Like Fire. The music gig has turned out pretty well for her, certainly much better than her first job. As a teenager, like so many others that age, Pink worked at a McDonald's, but was fired for smoking while working the drive-thru.
The Music Week Countdown. Extra.
This week in 1995, Bryan Adams continued his five-week run at number one with Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman? A Music Week Countdown Extra.
To really love a woman, really, really ever loved a woman.
Number one this week in 1995, Have You Ever Really Loved a Woman from Bryan Adams. He is gearing up for a swing of tour dates on the West Coast. You can get the full list of shows at bryanadams.com. And remember, it's Brian with a Y. Coming up, the group that took their name from a song about having too many drinks to spell, when the Music Week Countdown continues.
The Music Week Countdown.
These are the top 10 songs of the week as determined by great radio stations across the country and around the world, just like the one you're listening to now. These guys wrote a song about having one too many cocktails to properly spell the word dance and picked it as their band name. Joe Jonas later said the name DNCE describes, quote, the imperfect awesomeness of the four of them together, end quote. Parked at number 8 this week, Caked by the Ocean from DNCE on the Music Week Countdown.
Oh no.
Caked by the Ocean.
The Music Week Countdown.
Music Week.
Number 7.
Standing pat at number 7 on the Music Week Countdown, X's and O's from Elle King, who is a hit on the country charts as well. Her duet with Dierks Bentley called Different for Girls is getting rave reviews, and it brought down the house at the CMT Music Awards in Nashville.
The Music Week Countdown. By request.
Your requests are always welcome on the Music Week Countdown. Just email request at musicweekcountdown.com. This week's request comes from Ashley in Twin Falls, Idaho. Here's what she writes. Dear Will, a music appreciation teacher once told me, if you watch and listen closely enough, songs that mean a lot to you will follow you throughout your life. There's one in particular that's followed me. I've changed jobs a few times, moved across the country, ditched a boyfriend who just wasn't working out, and right before each of those things happened to me, I'd stumble across a certain song. I'd hear it on the radio, walking through the aisles of a grocery store, anywhere. Well, recently, my husband of 6 years told me he wanted a divorce, and as I sat there crying, I realized that same song had surfaced just before our talk. I'm trying to pick up the pieces of a broken heart, and I'm hoping this song will lead me to brighter days. Would you please play the Goo Goo Dolls Iris for me? Let's see if it works its magic one more time. From Ashley in Twin Falls, Idaho, on the Music Week Countdown. The Goo Goo Dolls, Iris, by request on the Music Week Countdown. Your request or dedication always welcome in the inbox. Request at musicweekcountdown.com. We're continuing our jog toward number one with the biggest and the best songs of the week. Coming up, the singer spending this weekend headlining Britain's Glastonbury Festival of Contemporary Performing Arts when the Music Week Countdown continues.
Music Week.
The Music Week Countdown.
The countdown continues with an eye on this weekend's 2016 Glastonbury Festival of Contemporary Performing Arts in Pilton, Somerset, England. In addition to Coldplay, the artist at number six is one of the headliners this weekend. She's Adele, holding steady with Hello.
Hello. Anymore.
The Music Week Countdown. Extra.
2011 was a big year for Bruno Mars, in no small part due to the song it spent 20 weeks at number one and ended up being the top cut of the year. That song finished its reign atop the chart 5 years ago today. Just the Way You Are from Bruno Mars. A Music Week Countdown Extra. Just the Way You Are from Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
A Music Week Countdown Extra. Much more on the way inside the Music Week Countdown as we keep working our way to the top of the chart. Can Justin Bieber extend his stay at number one? We'll find out. Plus, the singer who is officially in the friend zone. It's ahead on the Music Week Countdown.
The Music Week Countdown.
Every week we play the top 10 songs as determined by airplay at great radio stations, just like the one you're listening to now. We crunch the numbers and the results are audited by the accounting firm of Tim Jeffries CPA to become the official chart of the Music Week Countdown. If you're just joining us, let's catch you up to speed with the countdown's first five.
Number 10. Nine.
Just like fire.
Number 8. Seven. Number six.
We continue moving toward number one with the song down two notches this week. Stitches from Shawn Mendes. Number five on the Music Week Countdown.
I thought that we needed stitches.
At number five, Stitches from Shawn Mendes, who has been at the center of a lot of rumors of love with Camila Cabello from Fifth Harmony. After Canada's Much Music Video Awards this week, Cabello told 17 Magazine, quote, "The speculation doesn't really bother me because we're just really great friends." She added, quote, "At the end of the day, all that matters is that you surround yourself with people that make you happy." This week in 1987, the success continued for Genesis with the fourth single from the Invisible Touch album. It'd be the second song from that release to top the adult contemporary chart. In Too Deep from Genesis, a Music Week Countdown Extra.
All the time I was searching, waiting for my keys.
The Music Week Countdown.
Music Week.
Number four.
I'm only one call away.
I'm only one call away.
Charlie Puth, One Call Away, hanging on to the number four slot this week. He says he's interested in the mathematical side of songwriting, trying to pack as many syllables into a verse as possible without it becoming unmemorable. He adds, quote, "You want one phrase to repeat itself as many times as possible without becoming annoying. That's always the trick," end quote. Ahead on the Music Week Countdown, a member of the cast contributes to the soundtrack and to our chart as well when the Music Week Countdown continues.
The Music Week Countdown. Extra.
This week in 1992, the chart belonged to Celine Dion, covering a song that had already been an R&B hit for Patti LaBelle. If You Ask Me To, from Celine Dion, a Music Week Countdown Extra.
used to be.
The Music Week Countdown.
Music Week.
Number 3.
I got this feeling.
The biggest gainer on the chart this week, Justin Timberlake. Can't Stop the Feeling for the soundtrack of the upcoming animated film Trolls. He is also part of the voice cast for that movie, which is still a ways off. Won't hit theaters until November 4th. Still to come on the Music Week Countdown, the singer who says maintaining a normal life is key. Stay here.
Music Week.
The Music Week Countdown.
Once I was 7 years old.
Number 2, again on the Music Week Countdown, 7 years from Lucas Graham. The lead singer and band's namesake says hanging on to a normal life is a big deal for him. He told the Daily Telegraph, quote, "I asked the guys a bit, how are we going to make sure our kids have a good upbringing and good values?" End quote. It's a particularly timely question for Lucas, who's expecting his first child in less than 3 months.
The Music Week Countdown. By request.
Your request is welcome anytime via email. Just send it to request@musicweekcountdown.com. This one comes from Tim in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Here's what he writes. Will, I'm writing about my fiancée, Amy. We met outside a hockey game 2 years ago, and while her smile was what first caught my attention, her warm and caring nature was what made me love her. We're getting married this fall, and it's hard to stay patient, counting down the days. Would you please play One Heartbeat for Amy and me? I know it'll be worth the wait. Thanks. Tim in St. Cloud. Tim, here's your request on the Music Week Countdown.
One Heartbeat.
One Heartbeat from Smokey Robinson on the Music Week Countdown. The wait is almost over. We'll bring you this week's number one song next on the Music Week Countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Number one.
Music Week.
The Music Week Countdown.
Almost time for this week's number one song, but first, a look at how we got here with the climb to the top.
The Music Week Countdown.
Music Week.
Number 10.
Send my love to you, need a lot
of love. 9.
Just like fire, burning up the way.
Number 8.
Cake by the ocean bar.
7.
Kisses in the holes behind me.
6.
Hello from the other side.
Number 5. Number 4.
One, call away.
3. Number 2.
Once I was 7 years old.
And with that, time for the Music Week Countdown number 1 rundown. Mentored by Usher, who says he took him under his wing because he liked his bright personality. Despite a recent fall on stage and a brawl, he's got a religious side too, posting prayer requests and a sermon from T.D. Jakes on the internet. This cut was recently remixed by a producer online to make it sound like an 80s soft rock song. He's online at Justin Bieber Music. Music.com and number one this week here.
The Music Week Countdown.
Music Week.
Number one.
Justin Bieber, Love Yourself on the Music Week Countdown.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, you should go and love yourself.
There it is. For a second straight week on the Music Week Countdown, Justin Bieber at number one with Love Yourself. That'll do it for this edition of the Music Week Countdown. I'm Will Starrett, and until next week, remember, a better tomorrow begins with today.
Make your station a destination for the weekend with the Music Week Countdown from Rockcastle Media Networks.
Call 208-718-2525 or visit rockcastlemedia.com.